Welcome to As CP, everyone. As you may have noticed, those of you I was getting to that point, Danielle. As cerebral palsy, aka As CP, I was getting to that point before I got corrected, people. I was getting to that point. As you may have noticed, as cerebral palsy did, as CP did another name change because I met with a podcasting expert 1 week ago, and she goes, Google juices, you need to be in Google. Well, now I need to be in Google because now people are more and more interviewing me about my work. So it's easier, as cerebral palsy is easier to find via Google. So yeah, as cerebral palsy, and I was getting to that point because yeah, as cerebral palsy should stay as cerebral palsy for the length of the podcast. And yes, I will find those old interviews. I just need to sit down and dig through my laptop, you guys, to find those old interviews and then hand them to Danielle. And then I just need to figure out those old interviews and then hand them to Danielle. Simple process, but when the wanted and the loved, it's not a simple process. And when you have back surgery coming up, it's not a simple process. Now, just to let you know, for those of you who haven't listened to One Step Forward, Two Steps Backwards episode, I landed my cute little butt in the emergency room on the gurney, and what the diagnosis was hypercalcemia. I have not touched calcium since I've been home from that emergency room visit, which then led me into medical detox for 24 hours, bags and bags and saline bags, more fun with saline bags and IVs, and yet they still haven't figured out why my calcium levels shot up like that. I have some sneaking suspicions of why I was taking calcium by mouth orally, and then I was injecting it into my bones because I was on an injection daily for osteoporosis. Well, that has stopped. And by the way, my back surgery is still on. They're doing the only part of my back that has failed. I did not know this. When I originally signed up in the for back surgery, it was around August of last year. And by the time I had the CERN myelogram, it's August 11th. I know this because that happened to be my mom's anniversary, my biological mom's anniversary of her death. So yeah, I'm on it. That windows in for myogram on that day. But when I signed the paperwork for back surgery and went through all the risk, I did not realize I heard surgery and fixing. I did not realize what they were exactly fixing. So I just figured that one out only a week ago, last week as we record this, because I went to my doctor last week, and he said to me, "Well, it's not your whole spine that didn't take the fusion. It was your lower back that didn't take the fusion." So, of course, he's going in there, breaking up this core tissue after 16 years. God bless him for doing that. And he's going to fix my lower back. Now, because it's my back, of course, you can't open up the lower back and not open up the whole back. So, of course, they need to open up the whole back. That's why back surgery is time-intensive, labor-intensive, and all that good stuff. Back surgery is back surgery is back surgery. We know that. So, yes, the back surgery is still happening. And, yes, it's still going on. And, yes, the surgeon has said, "Do you still want to do this?" I said, "Yes, because I want, not only do I want the mobility in my legs, but I want a better quality of the life." And over time, my back is going to deteriorate. I wasn't expecting a miracle back. I wasn't expecting a miracle back to begin with. A miracle back would be able-bodied. But I'm getting close to the big 4-0, which then leads to the big 5-0, the big 6-0. Yes, I said the big 6-0. First of all, I'm getting close to the big 4-0, and then and so hence why I say that number, why I say the big 4-0 is quite friendly. I hope that my back will be stable and not deteriorate as quickly as it has after. I hope my back will be stable after they go in and do what they need to do under better medical care than I had in Aspen, Colorado. Make sense? Good, because that's the last time I've explained it. And so what they're going to do is revision of my previous spinal fusion. And they're only fixing the lower back. And so my upper back is perfectly fine. They're not touching that. They're touching the lower back. It's the lower back that's painful on a bad day. And it's the lower back that's deteriorated. So good. We'll get that under control. And then we'll be back to podcasting land. Now, as I said, I don't know how I'm going to do podcasting. I don't know how, I know how I'm going to set up. I don't know what my Wi-Fi situation is going to be. So please, please, please bear with Dan Yell as she posts updates on my behalf. They're going to be written updates, obviously. And I am going to be posting updates as soon as I am awake enough to do so. Not maybe on the 23rd. Maybe if I can speak into text, and maybe if I can, Danielle will have updates from me and one other person who is in my life who will be able to I've asked this as a person to call Danielle on my behalf and give updates. But I'm hoping by, let's say, I'm hoping by April 26th, I will be well enough, off drugs enough to sit up, FaceTime Danielle, and give her an update. That is my ultimate goal. And then I will see what I can do from there, because remember, it's my low back, so I can't twist, I can't bend, I can't do any of that. That's normal precautions. So this ought to be interesting. Backing up to tears and sitting up. So I can't do any of that stuff. So this updates and podcasting will be interesting, but I know I have a lot of support out the yin yang. I know I have a lot of support down here and across the country. So, and I know you guys want updates, and so I'll figure out how to do updates. Hopefully they will let me get dressed, maybe. Hopefully I don't have to be in a hospital gown at least for a week. I know I have to be in a hospital gown for a couple of days, but hopefully they make me get dressed. I don't know. But what I'm going to do is have my phone with me, have FaceTime. So I don't know. And we have to figure that out. I don't know. I'll figure that out one now, and Danielle will just follow my lead, because I'm the one having back surgery, and Danielle's kind enough to follow my lead. So I may have to look at that and see what is up with that, and we'll just work on it as it comes. And the last thing I have got to do is get my blood drawn from my back surgery. And then I need to go. And then I'm out of limbo. And unless they give me a new diagnosis, which I hope they do, before back surgery, I won't know what's wrong with me until after back surgery. I have a sneaking suspicion. I know what it is. Just because of my history and my own body's history, but I'm not officially putting it out there until I get officially diagnosed. And just because of CP and the way my body is sculpted and has interesting women issues previously, even before I got the IUD, which, yes, I had the IUD implanted. And so even before I got the IUD, interesting women's issues with CP. And so I have a sneaking suspicion that it has something to do with hormones and women's issues, but I'm not going to say what it is until I'm officially diagnosed with it. But I will be on the women's health front now, because I am getting diagnosed with all these new diagnoses, and I'm still waiting for this one. But in the meantime, my back surgery is still going. It's still planned. It's still booked. It's still everything. So, yeah. As of the 29th of March, I have 23 days of being mobile. And when I say mobile, taking the bus by myself, going to doctor's appointments, going out by myself and with my chair. And then I'll be flat on my back. But luckily, hospital beds raised. Luckily, I have my cell phone. Luckily, I have internet. I will have my iPad, and we'll just keep ourselves busy. And for those of you that want to communicate with me in a hospital, you're more than welcome to it. Danielle has my phone number. I may not be the most responsive in the hospital just because I will be busy trying to keep the pain away, but I'm trying to keep you guys up to date the best I can. And then Danielle will have updates from me and on my behalf. And yeah, we'll keep everyone updated. And so, yeah, but I may not be the best person to communicate privately within the hospital, but publicly, put me on podcast, people, and then I will show up. I may just do audio only just because of the way I look, but I will, it will be, for those of you who are listening that have podcasts, interview me. For those of you who have interviewed me, I have them on my website, so they went over. So I just send people that, and I'm also on PodBadge, and so you can find me there, and you can interview me and have fun. Just know that I'm recovering in the hospital, and just know that I will try and schedule interviews, not when PT is involved, but just know that I may have to work around PT, work around OT, and possibly work around speech. I don't know if speech shows up after. I know PT, I know 100% PT, but I don't know if OT will show up. I don't know if speech will show up. I will find this out. I will find this out. Hopefully, if they need to. If they need to do assessment on me, they need to do assessment on me. I've had enough assessments in my life. And I've had enough assessments in my life to get one more. And one more doesn't hurt. And so if speech shows up, because I've had back surgery, just to make sure the cognitive functioning is still there, speech will show up. And then I will call Danielle after that, or call someone else on my behalf and tell them the cognitive functioning is still there. So I know that PT will show up, but I don't know about the rest of the crew. Whether speech will show up, whether OT will show up. I know food and I know nothing will show up. So that's all I know. And so, yes, my back surgery is still on the 23rd, and I'm excited. I am excited to get this over with, excited to start the road to recovery, and hopefully my back will behave and not deteriorate so much like it's been in the past. And thank you for listening to As Cerebral Palsy. And Danielle, do you want to unmute and say your little thing? Thank you for following us. And you guys, what the cute bunny said. What the cute bunny said. What the cute bunny said. And she's laughing at me because she knows that statement is true. And so thank you for following us. And we will see you next week. And we also have a couple interviews coming out. Those will be sprinkled in between us. And so, yeah, thank you for following us. Bye, you guys.
Bye.